Self-worth is the unlock. Welcome to the Self-Care Savage podcast. I'm Scott. I've traveled full-time as a nomad for the last 5 years in my truck, living minimally, hiking, exploring as part of my therapy to heal my mind, body, and soul, becoming a self-care savage and creating a platform through social media to hold myself accountable and show my progress through and how I live it. This podcast, we will push deeper into my history with all the gory details to all the amazing moments rediscovered as I've healed and forgiven myself and cleared the path to forgive others. Okay, today's episode, I'm going to answer another one of those top three questions, which is, how do I make money as being a nomad and traveling on the road? So we're going to give a lot of information around that, from flipping and selling on eBay to affiliate marketing to branding to selling t-shirts. So let's go. Okay, so we're going to be talking about one of the top three questions everybody has, and that's how I make money on the road, how I incorporate that into my lifestyle, how am I able to do what I do, am I retired, am I rich? I mean, believe it or not, is, you know, there's a lot of not understanding, and I really get that, because there's different layers and levels to this as you go along, and it opens up different opportunities that can happen. So I can tell you right off the bat, when I started this 5 years ago, this nomad life, this traveling, got into my 16-foot camper and just went out. And I was actually, at that time, I had eBay stores. And I did a lot of flipping. That was what I love that process. I love the process of hunting items. And after you learn it, people, you know, and I made videos on this in the past, you know, trying to, you know, also teach people at that time that they could do this. And the things you have to look at when you're trying to set yourself up in a way that you can be more mobile or have something more passive coming in, where you're able to spend the time the way you want it. Just that thrill of the hunt. And these items you find, you're not looking for this big whale or this big score. Of course, you learn what you like, and that's what you shop. So that's the things that you have knowledge on. You know, that's the first thing you tap into, because you can go to a garage sale and you know what this particular item would sell for, because it's something you research and buy and look for. So those are important things to do with when you get into this, because I strongly suggest thrifting, you know, doing the Goodwills to, you know, what is that other store? I can't remember. Anyways, garage selling, estate sales, getting into doing all that. There's all that's a gold mine. And a lot of people still talk about now the reason they don't do it, because it's oversaturated. And you're going to have to get over all these excuses. We're going to cut these. I'm going to cut some of this right out right now. Some of the biggest excuses when I used to teach and talk about this a little bit was, well, what about shipping? Well, what about returns? What about all these things? What about the fees? eBay fees are crazy. eBay's dead. Whatever. Look, if you don't like eBay, which is not dead, it's one of the top platforms out there still, and where people search, it's actually a big search engine in itself. You don't know what you're talking about. And sorry to say it that way, but that's what you got to get over. The shipping stuff. Look, you got to ship it. You know, it's built into the price or whatever. You have to get over these things. They're not too much. They're not gouging you. If you want to use a platform, Etsy, or you want to just use Craigslist, you want to use some of these free things, you'll learn. Facebook Marketplace is another one. You'll learn it's a little challenging. to constantly go meet with people, do certain things. So you learn what's good for you. And starting off, that might be what's good for you is to do those things on a Craigslist or a Facebook Marketplace and eBay until you get, you know, better at that process. The point is you have to do it and you have to be open-minded and stop with the what stops you. This is why you haven't done it now. Nobody on here can tell me you don't know about any of these platforms and you don't know that people talk about making money on them. And the reason you don't is because you don't understand them. So you've got to take the initiative to do that. It's not a big deal. It's as simple as going to a Goodwill and I got on polo shirts for a while for men. And I also learned that the biggest sellers were not just any polo shirt. It was not what size you wear. It was not a medium or a large or something you think, which are in new retail are the biggest sellers. It's going to be the triple X's. It's going to be the double X's. It's going to be those things that are harder to find that are all in those type stores. And yeah, you're going to spend $2 to $5 on it, but then you're going to turn around and sell it. Even if you do free shipping, you're going to turn around and sell it for $17, $22. Okay. Yes. What is that? Is that a $12 profit? Is that a $15 profit? Yeah, it doesn't sound like much, but that includes everything, shipping fees and all that. You make that little profit. Well, again, your goal is to grow this and find those things that work for you. Keep feeding them onto your platform. And eventually you just have this rotation going. And those, when you start selling 150, 200, 300 items a month, that makes a difference in your life. You can start maybe making some decisions about where to go from there. It really is as simple as I'm trying to bring it down to, but you have to learn it and understand it. It's one of the greatest things to do. Anybody can do it. Garage selling, all that stuff. So that was what I was doing, and I was actually doing it while I was traveling, because what was even attractive to me was being in Arizona. Lake Havasu area. One of the biggest little jackpots that I got into it was a Goodwill in Lake Havasu, Arizona. And that's where, and it was just happened to be a good time of year. And a lot of people there's a little bit more money there. And a lot of people were dumping their, you know, that's where they dump their, what they don't want anymore, their used stuff, and you know, and they donate it to Goodwills and stuff. And a lot of times it's in really good shape. Lots of outdoor stuff. The great brands that are very popular brands, the all those things are there. And so again, I was able to, you know, I spent several hundred dollars and turned it into several thousand dollars. That doesn't happen every day, but the more you're in that, it happens more often. And again, that's what I did on the road. I even have a video on the road showing, you know, how I stored my shipping supplies in a big tub that I was in the back of my truck at that time with that I had a topper on, and that it's simple as, you know, I knew an order came in on my phone, and I also had a couple of tubs where I carried the things that I had on there, which could be anywhere at any time between, at that time, 25 to maybe 100 items, depending on the size and whatever was on there. And I could carry and felt comfortable about. And I had learned and was sophisticated enough that I didn't need an overabundance of stuff. I knew basically I was able to pick and choose a little bit more. Plus I became very minimal. I was living on the road. So I didn't need the higher income. Didn't have a mortgage, don't have a mortgage, all those kind of things. So again, this is where you have to learn how it fits into your life and what you need to do if you want to be in a position like me to move around, travel, have more freedom, or just do that being stationary, whatever you're into. But that was a big piece. But as I grew and became a content creator and my platform grew, especially over the last, you know, 2 to 3 years is where it started getting momentum. And then it's been about the last 18 months to where things have, you know, there's been a lot of activity that has brought new things, my way. And all, so one of the things that's very easy to do is sell merchandise. And you don't have to have a brand to sell merchandise. You can create your own brand and you can, that can be part of what you're doing. But if you have any kind of art skills, you know how to create your own designs, you know, Canva, there's all these there's all these apps and things like that. I can do a lot of stuff on my phone. You can create and there's again, you can spend, I don't even know what it is, but it comes out of my PayPal. It's like $16 a month for the pro package, and you just get all these free designs you can use, and then you could just put your own wording in it. My point is, it's limitless. Now, what's great about when you do develop a brand, if that's what you're after and you want to, you have something to say, you're promoting something, or you're teaching people about your lifestyle, whatever you're doing, is you start having an audience that enjoys what you do, what you're doing. And that audience doesn't need to be really that big. You know, there's people that believe in you, you're sharing things, you're being a benefit to others, and you attract people like that your brand starts attracting people that are interested in what you have to say, are those people that are going to share things or whatever. You're going to grow. So again, everything is not just instant. Unless you've inherited a little chunk of money or you left a job and you're cashing in something, whatever, and you could buy something that's existing, which is still a risky game too. This again is a simple way you can do it. And basically none of it costs any money to do. There's a lot of that fear. Well, I don't have the money to do that, whatever. So here, you know, you can actually, there's many platforms. There's Teespring. I use one called Bonfire. I like it for what I do. And there's just so many others that you can do what's called print on demand. You can create your designs. You can set up an account with them. You can create your design, which is free. You can create your designs or whatever you're using, just if you just have sayings you want to put on there, anything that you want to do, you can upload. And again, on this platform, you can design in different ways, reposition things, different colors. There's all these variety of products from coffee cups all the way to hoodies, to t-shirts, whatever you want to utilize and put them on. And doesn't cost you a dime. And you can then make it live. You create all these links get created for the individual pieces, as well as a link for your little store inside that app or platform. And then it's just up to you and getting them in front of people. And that might be wearing them every day because, you know, you're proud of them. You're always showing them. I love my logo. I love my brand. And I don't do any advertising around it because I've grown into having an audience. It's nice to have that, like I said. And if that's what you're after, you can. And, but the other piece of that is if you want to accelerate things and you have a couple of bucks, you have $5 a day or $50 a day. It just depends on where you want to go. It's not that hard to learn Facebook advertising. And that's a very simple way to put things in front of big audiences on Facebook and Instagram. You want to get into Google stuff and to where you learn advertising to do on YouTube. You know, this is outside of your YouTube channel, but you know, you've got YouTube, and YouTube again, you can do things in all kinds of different ways depending on your audience, even if you have a small audience. There's some good books out there. We'll try to put some links in here maybe to a couple of books. And these, I'm not endorsing these people, and I'm not saying, but I can tell you that, you know, there's ways to learn to accelerate things. One of them is called 1,000 followers or something like that. I can't remember what it is. But it talks about getting you to understand you don't need to have, you can have your own personal account. You don't need to have these huge audiences. You don't need to have this huge brand. So there's a lot of information out there that will help you understand that. I'm spending a lot of time on this, and I'm not going to go even more in depth on it. We'll do some future episodes, maybe breaking some of this down depending on the interest, but I'm trying to get you guys to understand and answer your question. Because again, there's always pushback. I've been dealing with it. That's why I don't talk about it a lot on my channel. People, they just don't, there's so much bad press out there about making money online. There's so much distrust. And I get it. There's more idiots and there's more shysters out there around all of this than there is people that are actually doing it for and running it like an actual business and doing it in a way that is beneficial for everybody. So you're going to have to navigate that through that. Just like if your car breaks down or you need a plumber, first thing you're stressing about is, oh my God, I'm going to get ripped off. At least I still do that. It's still a little, sketchy. But you have to push through that. And sometimes things are going to not be, work out the way that you wanted them to. So I just, again, I can't stress enough. There's no excuses. If you want to know who has done it and doing it, travel back through my other social media stuff. Look at some of those older videos that I made. I talked a little bit about, I think in a previous episode around that when I was going from my 16-foot camper and I redid my truck, I needed a place to be, and something that worked out is one of my followers reached out to me on Facebook and said, "Hey, I understand you're, making some changes with what you're doing in your lifestyle. And, I've always, loved what you're doing with how you make a living. And here's what I have. This is a saddle shop. My brother's sick. He can't do it anymore. I'm taking care of him. We got to liquidate this stuff. I need help. I don't know how to do it." So those are things you can do too. You can contract yourself out. You can do things where you can help with those things with your eBay presence, with things like that, or help teach people how to do it. When you go into these things online, this is the great thing about social media. Just because you're going after flipping, just because you're going after something, and you enjoy that and you grow it and it gives you freedom with the lifestyle you want to live, it can grow all these different directions. Again, the top things that attention is on the internet and social media is education, is people teaching those exact. So there's going to be some links in here that are a lot about what I'm talking about, pointing to maybe some education, some books, or also some people that were influences with me, which brings me just to the, well, I'm going to talk about the affiliate marketing a little bit. Because affiliate marketing, there's talk about something that is just gave me a huge bad taste. In fact, you can look on some, again, I always point to my social media because I want everybody to understand everything that I've done has been very transparent, and what my goal has always to been is to lead by example and to not, even with the affiliate marketing, it was getting so bad in that space. Because remember when I was doing stuff like that, being very active, just like if you're really into something that you follow on your social media or things that you're searching out, that's what the algorithms are going to start pushing into your feed. So when I was doing a lot of that, talking about a lot of that, affiliate marketing and, how to do it and what I was doing, of course, I was seeing all of this just flat out lies, trying to, using just directing people and showing them these things that were just lies, you know, taking people to a website saying, hey, this is how you can make $35 an hour. That doesn't cost you anything. You could start immediately and whatever it was per month at that $35 an hour, you can whatever. But they send you to this website and they actually even show you in a tutorial. But they don't tell you about all the hoops you have to jump through. They don't tell you that it's only if you get accepted or they use your content through something or whatever. It's always something that's not given to you. And I'm going to tell you something right now. This is a little bit off that and just trails into y'all knowing who I am, or y'all do know who I am. So being vague, the smoke and mirror things, the deflection, every one of those things, every single one of those things is lying. It's just lying. You know, it, and that's the, what happens a lot in that. I feel like now I'm telling, scaring people away. Anyways. Yeah, man. It just drives me crazy. But anyways.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. BetterHelp is the world's largest therapy service, and it's 100% online. With BetterHelp, you can tap into a network of over 30,000 licensed and experienced therapists who can help you with a wide range of issues. To get started, you just answer a few questions about your needs and preferences in therapy. That way, BetterHelp can match you with the right therapist from their network. Then you can talk to your therapist however you feel comfortable, whether it's via text, chat, phone, or video call. You can message your therapist at any time and schedule live sessions when it's convenient for you. If your therapist isn't the right fit for any reason, you can switch to a new therapist at no additional charge. With BetterHelp, you can get the same professionalism and quality you expect from in-office therapy, but with a therapist who is custom-picked for you, more scheduling flexibility, and at a more affordable price. Get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/selfcaresavage. That's better, HELP.com/selfcaresavage.
But the affiliate market is a beautiful thing, and here's why. Just like when you create your merch, and you have your little merch store, and you've hooked your stuff up, again, and you decide to do some Facebook advertising, or you just have your links and the different social profiles, and you talk about it in organizations you work with, whatever it is you do, it's passive. It's mostly passive type income. And that's the real payoff when you learn and understand affiliate marketing, which is not any harder than flipping or anything else once you learn. It's just connecting these dots and understanding that it does work. And with AI into the picture now, it's exploding again in a lot of ways, because now if you want to take it a step further with what's out there with AI, you don't even have to be on camera. It doesn't even have to be you. You can create these, whatever they call them, avatars, or you can create these actual images of you. Give them a picture, you know, like a body picture like this, and you can talk into the AI, and then it looks like you talking. Now, of course, you can kind of tell unless you can't see very well that, it is AI, but my point is you can do it that way. There's all these different ways you can do it. You have to be on there. So when I talk about ways to do it, so for example, affiliate marketing, let's just take Amazon, for example. So let's just say you want to start reviewing products. Let's say you're a hiker. You're in MySpace, kind of, a little out of MySpace. Let's just say you're specifically hiking though. And you're always testing gear, or you're a geek around your gear, or you always know what's going on with these latest things. So you can start reviewing these products. Now, again, reviewing them means you may have to obtain them. So, you may have to spend that $20 or $100, but most of the time it's stuff you need anyways, or it's stuff you already have. So example is, you need a new backpack, or you want a new backpack, or you already have this cool backpack. And let's say it's a brand like Osprey. You want to do some reviews on that. You want to show how the cool straps are, you know, where you can store things and what makes this minimal and lighter and all the versatility in it. You could probably make 4 or 5 videos on it. Okay. So all you're doing is just talking about Osprey. You're just saying, this is the coolest backpack in the world. Let me show you about it. It can do this. I carry this in it. In fact, the strap broke one time and I called them and they sent me out a new pack. Whatever your experiences have been and whatever's going on, don't make stuff up and don't lie. Cause you're going to get found out. Everybody always gets found out and you're going to spoil everything. So just get off of that and don't follow people that do that. But be genuine, authentic. And as I always tell people on how to be yourself on camera, be authentic and things like that is, again, people can tell you, forget about the camera, forget about this. Well, you can't. It's right freaking there. Lights are in your eyes or whatever. You got to stand over here. Make sure you're in the frame. So it is there. You're going to have to pay attention to it. But here's the deal. When you start talking on camera and start talking about something, especially when you're presenting something, is you need to look at it like you're in your backyard with your dad or your brother. And you're looking at this new grill. Okay. So what you're doing is you're like, dad, this freaking thing's amazing. You remember what we used to do with this? I mean, we can do this with that. That's how you're going to talk. That's natural. That's something you can draw that from. This is all it is. You just have to learn some of these things. If you can't, you don't want to, then don't. But I'm trying to be very upfront. It's there if you want it, but you got to use a few things. So here's the deal. You talk about this backpack. You show how great it is, and you just say, hey guys, you know what? I actually have a link in my bio. It goes to my Amazon account. Go check it out. If you want to purchase it. It supports my whatever your situation is, supports my channel. It supports a charity I work with. I always put 20% of whatever I make goes to public lands. You whatever you do, and that's all you're doing. That's it. And you leave it alone. And it's anything like you learn. Anything that you use in your lifestyle. So this gets kind of back to me and how I utilize that. So I'm very, right now, and I have been for a while, I am not extremely active in doing those kind of things. But the great thing is I do have an Amazon account to where most everything that I use in my camper, from the little camper stove to my pocket rocket to the nice, cool bed rug I have that's under, that gives me more comfort, walking around in my camper, from just being right on the truck bed or things like that to the solar to, what else is on there? All the little things. So whenever somebody asks me, or whenever somebody says, hey, what's that you're using? Or what was that I see back there? I've always wondered about that. I can just tell them, say, hey, it's the greatest thing in the world. I use it. You see it. If you're interested in it, go check out my Amazon, whatever link, or send it to them, or I may post it. Again, it depends on what direction did you go with things. That is partly how I make money. And then others, brands that I work directly with and you have to understand, as you guys know, I don't do a lot of brand deals and you don't see me saturated with stuff because I only do things with people I like that I feel are genuine, that, I use the product and believe in it myself. And y'all see that and that it's a benefit to you. That's the formula that I know is best for me and how I do things. So I pick and choose. I work with this, Akala wipes. I mean, if you want to look at those are linking here too. They're the greatest things in the world while I'm traveling and when I'm not showering or, for 4 or 5 days or I'm on a big hike and it's, been 80 degrees and sweated my my butt off. You know, I can, you know, these are, I utilize these to keep me clean and more tolerable to myself, with smells, and they're biodegradable. I mean, I could go on about it. That's what I'm talking about. I do little spots here and there on my stories. Just take a minute. And, you know, I even did one, you know, half naked, which, you know, just to drive home a point of here's, you know, how I shower in the desert. And, of course, you can learn how to do your camera angles and things like that where you're not, you can cover up what you need to cover up, and you can also not, those little things that are embarrassing still, which I still have them, you know, you keep a little bit at bay. So my point is these, you can have fun with it. It's just part of your life. And if you look at it that way, that's a big plus too, but affiliate marketing is great. Hopefully I'll have a couple links in here to a couple of people you can go to. You guys that are creative, you guys that are writers, you guys that, you know, you're very skilled at a specific, you're very skilled or very knowledgeable about a specific subject. And, you know, that may be something you talk about in just your Facebook. Even if you have 100 followers, maybe most of them are family and friends or whatever, but you're always saying, hey, look at what, you know, you guys know I love this stuff. Look what I got. You can start, you, all those things can, all companies, I promise you, if you will Google any product you're using right now and Google, like for example, these, the heck are these? Again, I don't have any kind of affiliation, but now this just reminded me I need to make an affiliate link for these people. But this right here are these new mics that I'm trying to incorporate better for sound when I'm out hiking in the mountains and things like that. So when I do friendly reminders or I'm doing a hike to heal video or whatever I'm doing, you can hear me better. But it, my point is you, whatever it is you're using, again, these things, you can just create an affiliate link and again, direct people to it. Just talk about it for a minute. But that's the affiliate stuff. I was getting somewhere else with something else, which is something. Let me give another example is Fiverr. Fiverr is an amazing thing. I have an account on Fiverr. I'm not active on there at all, but I did a couple of things with it because I learned how to do it. And I created my profile. I followed who the person I was following on this that was given all the free information, who's very successful. Here's how you set up your profile. Pause the video. Okay, this is the next step. What you do, pause the video. You know, it took 20 minutes, but I got my profile set up. And I created a little booklet of something I had some knowledge and information on. Just a simple little, it was a download. It wasn't even a created little physical booklet. It was for download, which is mostly what you do with that kind of stuff now. And so I just put up my link and put those little things that maybe help attract some people to it. That doesn't cost you anything through the platform. And, so several of them, they didn't sell like hotcakes. Took about 48 hours before one went off. They were only like, I think I had $3.99 on them. And whatever. And just like that. And again, but it's not what I'm interested in, and it's what I don't have time for, and I'm on the road. So when I learned that particular skill, which I love, I can go do it whenever I want. I can create all kinds of stuff around being a self-care savage, doing all kinds of other things. If that's what I needed or wanted to do, if I fell off of a mountain and was completely paralyzed and could not do anything, outdoors, the way the internet works and things like that, I can create all kinds of things that people have an interest in. And I learned this from two people, hopefully I'll have their links in here, but, it's amazing that they basically give everything away for free. If you want to get into something advanced, again, these are great people and give away stuff for free. If you'll pay attention, do what I did and said, just pause and go through the motions and do the work they give you. You don't need to go further with it unless you're that person that would just like to have more one-on-one. So cool. The person that I would guide anybody to that gives out nothing but free information and has been doing this for years and is a high six-figure earner, and she's a young person, a young girl who's, everybody's young to me. I don't even know how old she is, but I'm guessing around between 25, 30 or something like that. But she's been doing it for years. And again, high six figures. Her name is Alex Fazula. Now, we'll have it spelled correctly in there. But she's on TikTok. She's again, these are also people that you will be able to learn social media from. She's amazing with just getting on there and sharing and talking, just sitting outside on her deck and presenting that she's thinking, and then the text comes up, giving you amazing information, and it's a way to learn, and it's just great. I can't say enough about some of these people. In fact, I need to probably tell them more than I do, but I really appreciate what they put out, and because it's free, anyways, the other person that I would definitely point you toward on affiliate marketing is a guy named Adrian Brambilla. And so I'm actually Adrian. I found him a couple of years ago, maybe a little bit more, but right around in there. Because again, I'm a nomad. I travel. That's what a lot of comes into my social media feeds when I'm scrolling through and things like that. Well, he was living van life at that time. He and his wife. And he was showing people how he's always made money for years now. Affiliate marketing. And he was doing it while he was traveling and out of a van. And, the limited time it took, or putting as much time as it you want, but all these strategies in place and just showing people and being very encouraging around it. And, so he, again, he's going to be a great influence that I would always talk about. And maybe we can have him on here, maybe Alex too, or maybe I'll just ask them some questions and we can insert some of this in there. But, again, you find those people, but if you guys, again, a lot of y'all I know, trust what I say, and y'all know I say what I do and things like that. So I'm never going to point you in a direction that's going to, not benefit. You never have to spend a dime to get this going. But if you want a little bit extra attention, that's what these guys are there for. That's their time. They're still going to be giving you a lot of the same information. They might accelerate it a little bit. They'll be able to walk you through it a little bit cleaner and clearer than just watching their videos and doing things like that. And if you need or want that, well, you're going to have to pay for somebody's time. So you can get that, but you don't need it. I never paid them for anything, but I did communicate with them. And, I actually became with Adrian Brambilla, just so you know, the reason I know a lot about him and I got, because he started a beta program with some new educational stuff. And this was two summers ago. And so they were looking for 100, people that were actually have sold online, were selling, and you had to be able to provide some documentation that you actually can make money, you've made money online. And this was to be brought in this fold to help with this developing this new program and going through a year process with it and using it and showing, how it works and being very honest with, we had a Facebook group. All that stuff was developed just for these 100 people. Well, I'm not very active with that anymore. In fact, when things started taking off with my platform, I kind of bowed out and I just let them know that, hey, this is an opportunity for me to, spread a message and do what I'm doing and help people. And money's not my motivator. This is my motivator. And so, but Again, when I say that, I'm not opposed to money, and I'd love to have all the money I can accumulate. But that's not a real motivation in my life. If I literally, just so y'all understand how valuable this kind of stuff is and making money online and what's available out there for anybody or everybody for anything. You just want to sell business card holders, or you just want to, you know, there's not anything that's not on the table. If you want to do this, if I needed to, just like I explained, falling off of a mountain and not being able to do anything anymore, how I can make money. It's the same. It's just the same thing. If I needed right now, for some reason, I needed somehow with my kids, whatever happened, an emergency, and I needed to make in 90 days, $30,000. I can sit still for about a week, create all this stuff, and hit click, and I can have $30,000 in 90 days. Again, you got to do the work, you got to do the follow-up, you got to have good customer service, you got to be it's got to be real. If you're, you know, again, it's all there. So that's a fact. That is a downright fact. So, but I don't want to do that. I hate it. I'm very disorganized. It's too much of an effort that I want to put into this is my passion. This is what I love. And I've been fortunate to be able to take this direction and then get more into brand deals and working directly with people because people want my audience. But the great thing is I get to choose who I get to work with, and they have to be able to benefit my audience. So you can get to these stages. You can get to these levels. All of these things can, are uses or not, but this is all ties in to the being a self-care savage, being independent, having self-worth, feeling confident, you know, going down this road you're going down and sharing your story. You know, what an amazing thing for you to be able to, put yourself in a position because you've been dealing with addiction for years and you finally something kicked in with that. And there's a guy on TikTok I follow just because he's amazing with how he presents his sober process. My point is, again, do you know how many things around that can support that for you? It's just never ending with utilizing social media platform you're going to attract those people, and you're going to attract things that you're able to do through that. Even again, if you've got this new brand, you want to talk about this amazingness around your process to recovery, when things clicked, and then the things you did to stay on track, even if you relapsed, you know, went forward, you can make all kinds of t-shirts around that. Your little sayings, whatever, you know, if, you know, you could be an interesting character, you know, put your face on there with a little, it's never ending. So I just want to trying to drive home the fact is the only person that's stopping you from any of this is your constant voice in your head that tells you you can't do it. You're not good enough. You're not talented. You're not creative. That's dumb. People are going to think I'm stupid. They're going to, over all that stuff. This is part of how you can push through that. Walk through this stuff. And if you want something different than what you have now, it's on you. Thank you for listening, and I hope my podcast has helped you in some way taking the path to becoming a self-care savage. Make sure to subscribe to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.